Can you put pepper in your hot soup on Friday night? So the first question we have to ask ourselves is the pepper that we use, is that considered a raw vegetable or a tavlin? If it's a tavlin, the Mishnah in Shabbos Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph states that you can place tavlin spices into a kli sheni. That's how the Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim Siman Shin Yud Ches Sif Tes says that you cannot place tavlin spices into a kli rishon because then it will cook it. It will violate the Torah prohibition of bishul. But the Mishnah Berurah points out in Shin Yud Ches Sif Katan Samachay that but in a kli sheni, you can put in the tavlin, you can put spices in. So if the pot of soup is a kli rishon, you put from the water from the soup from a pot into a bowl, the bowl is a kli sheni at the very least, then you should be allowed to put spices in there. Should be no problem. The problem, but there might be a problem because the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Aleph He'ara Kuf Ayin Dalet cites the position of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and he explains that the tavlin, the spices in the Mishnah, were very large and unprocessed. Today, the commercially available spices that come to add flavor to a cooked food are dakim ma'od. They're ground very finely, and then they may even cook in a kli sheni. So if we're strict like Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, then you would not be able to put spices in a kli sheni. But maybe the soup bowl is a kli shlishi. Maybe the pot of soup is a kli rishon. Maybe the ladle is a kli sheni. And the soup bowl is a kli shlishi. If the soup bowl is a kli shlishi, so then you have a lot of room to be lenient. Because Rav Moshe Feinstein, Or HaChaim, Chelek Dalet, Siman Ayin Dalet, states that there's no bishul in a kli shlishi. You can put, that's why according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, you can put a tea bag into a kli shlishi, because there's no bishul in a kli shlishi. There are those who are strict, the Aruch HaShulchan, in Shin Yud Ches, Seif Chav Ches is strict with a kli shlishi. And there are a number of poskim that are strict, that you cannot put a tea bag in a kli shlishi. But if you are lenient, like Rav Moshe, and say that you can put the tea bag in a kli shlishi, so then can you put pepper into a soup bowl by assuming that the pot is a kli rishon, the ladle is a kli sheni, and the soup bowl is a kli shlishi? Well, the ladle is not so clear what the status is, because on the one hand, you're not pouring, a classic kli sheni is when you take hot water from a kli rishon, you pour it into another kli, and that kli is a kli sheni. The ladle, you're placing the ladle into the kli rishon. So maybe it's different. Maybe it's like a kli rishon. So there's a debate amongst the Achronim. The Pri Chadash in Simon Tuf Nun Aleph Seif Hey states that a ladle is like a kli sheni. The pot of food or the pot of hot water that was heated with a fire, with a heating element, that's a kli rishon. If you stick the ladle into it, the ladle becomes a kli sheni. However, the Taz in Yoredeya, Tzadi Beis Sivkatan Lamed, writes that a ladle is clearly a kli rishon. Says why is something a kli sheni? Why is it different than kli rishon? Because the walls of a kli sheni are not hot. The walls of a kli rishon are hot because you warm the kli, the food or the water in the kli, on a heating element, so the walls are hot, and the walls of it, you pour from that into a cup or another utensil, the walls are cool. But if you put a ladle into the pot of soup, the ladle, the walls are hot, and therefore a ladle would be a kli rishon. So according to Taz, the soup bowl would be a kli sheni. It would still be a problem of the spices into the pepper into a kli sheni, which would be a problem according to Shlomo Zalman Orbach. According to Pri Chadash, you could be lenient because you could say the ladle is a kli sheni and the soup bowl is a kli shlishi. So if you follow Rav Moshe, you could place the spices in a kli shlishi. There's another reason, though, to be lenient. The Chazon Ish in Or HaChaim, Kuf Beis, Seif Gimel, distinguishes between a ladle placed in a kli rishon that's over the fire, where he says we should be strict. But a ladle that's used in a kli rishon that's off the fire, so since the kli rishon is off the fire, then you can treat the ladle like a kli sheni. So what we do when we make our soup, on Friday night, we generally take the soup bowl, the pot of soup off the heating element, because we're machmir, we're strict, that we don't want to ladle the soup from the soup pot while it's on the fire. There's a chumrah, even if the soup's fully cooked, that we don't do that. So since we take the pot of soup off the flame, so then, even according to the Chazon Ish, even according to the strict view about a ladle, once the pot's off the fire, you put the ladle in, it's a kli sheni. You put the ladle into the bowl's a kli shlishi. And then if you're lenient, like Rav Moshe Feitzin, and you say there's no bishul when it comes to kli shlishi, under those circumstances, you would be allowed to put the pepper into a kli shlishi, into the soup bowl.